You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Yun-Yun Chin and Ming-Da Dong, the two founders of film production company Altainment. Altainment is dedicated to the creation of international film cooperation with a particular emphasis on film producing, cell phone filmmaking, and film festival organizing. Certainly do appreciate the both of you coming out today here on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, for starters, Yun-Yun, if you would, why did you decide to create the company, Altainment?
Sure. I think that it's really a long story. I was a producer in China before I came to study here. You know, Chinese film industry has been explored recently. So I want to learn more professional experiences from a really well-developed market. So that's why I want to study here at NYU Teach. And while I study and teach, I met Ming-Da, who is with a more business background, right? Ming-Da?
Yeah. I have more like business background, and when Yun-Yun meet me, and both of us thought Chinese film industry has a bright future. So we talked a lot about opportunities for us to be a player in the industry. Like a year before, we started to talk about to set up a business in film, and now we are practicing it.
Well done. It sounds like you have some exciting things going on in your neck of the woods. Now, what does your company do and what specific services do you offer?
Actually, we are a film producing company, and both I and Ming-Da are producers. We will read a lot of content, select the best one, which is appropriate for Chinese audience and Chinese market. We pitch the idea to investors and finally develop into films. Yeah, this is our production side.
And besides that, besides producing a real film, we also organize events related to film. Like in the past summer, we just finished organizing a cell phone filmmaking festival. And right now we are, which pretty successful. And right now we are preparing for the second cell phone filmmaking festival in United States. We hope it's amazing, right?
Yeah, you mentioned that your business is involved with cell phone filmmaking. That is very interesting, by the way. That jumped out right when I saw that. Certainly interesting to me personally. Can you tell us more about this?
Sure. I was in NYU Teach in a cell phone filmmaking class, which is taught by Professor Barbados. We found that cell phone cinema is unique and it's really interesting. It can let ordinary people, even without filmmaking background, have the ability to make their own films just with their phones, a daily camera in their pocket. So we think that might be a key to enter the industry. So we invited the biggest Chinese phone company, Huawei. We organized the first film festival together. It was really successful, and we are in the preparation for the next one. We really want this film festival to offer the great opportunity for ordinary people to achieve their dream, just to make their films what they want with a simple daily use camera. So that's the concept.
Yes, and there are two purposes we are doing, like cell phone filmmaking business. The first one is that to help filmmaking professionals to have more chance to lower their production budget. You know, to make a film on a cell phone is much cheaper to make a film on a regular camera. And the second purpose of for us is that to do like education thing, not only target to the filmmaker professionals, but also the normal people there who don't have a film background. Like if you want to record your daily life in a more professional way, you are very welcome to do that on your cell phone. And we are here to help you, to let you know how to do that. So that's it.
I think this is absolutely phenomenal, awesome stuff there. Today we're joined by Yunyun Chen and Ming Dedong, the two founders of film production company Altainment, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, tell us, what projects have you been working on lately, and get into that, if you would.
Yeah, we became partner with Tencent Video, and it's a feature film which is called The Generous Young Family, and I think maybe Ming Dao want to talk more about it since he just come back from China.
I was in China last month, and while General Young's family is shooting there. Right now, it should be in the post-production, and we are hoping to release it in upcoming February in China with Tencent Video. And Tencent Video is the largest internet company in the world, like many services of which include social networks, like Wipe Partial, e-commerce, and multiplayer online games. They invested us from General Young's family to tell a story about a Chinese historical story, and there are a lot of elements involved in the General Young's family, including martial arts, animation, fantasy, and inspirational elements in the film. So the leading roles are played by famous stage actors and cosplayers in China. So we think the ideal target customer for these particular project in China are like cosplay lovers, fantasy boys and girls, action film lovers, age between 14 to 30. Your monitor, like the target audience, should be original from Asia or local American people who are interested in Chinese culture or Chinese historical story. In this film, the storytelling is about the film, the loyalty of General's family towards the empire at that time. So, Tencent Video will respond for the domestic distribution, and we are also looking for the distribution channels here in the United States.
Very, very interesting. I'm sure that is a must-see without a question, and you're saying it comes up in February. That's the approximate date of release. That's pretty good stuff there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here today for the listeners? A final word.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, we are in the preparation for the second Xiaofeng Filmmaking Festival, and we have already secured some really high-level partners, and we are also in the search of other sponsors who might be interested in the Xiaofeng Film Festival.
Just pretty much it. Just clarify that we have already secured the funding for the next cell phone filmmaking festival, and we are looking for potential partnerships with other companies who want to do more activities, marketing activities, or promotional events, or want to have a co-sponsorship with the film festival. They are very welcome to do that. So, that's it.
Outstanding. We certainly stay busy, and you're in an interesting and enjoyable field in movie making, and really appreciate the both of you joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Altainment.
Okay, you can find more information on our website, www.altainment.com.
And also you can reach us on Facebook, like www.facebook.com/Altainment. We are really easy to be reached. it's all payment. It's the world created by us.
Excellent. I look forward to connecting with you there as well. It certainly has been a pleasure to have had the both of you once again. And thanks for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish the both of you and Altainment continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for inviting us. And it's really nice talking with you. Thank you so much.
And you are both very welcome. It certainly was my pleasure, and I'm sure a pleasure for the audience as well. We have been speaking with both Yun-Yun Chin and Ming Da Dong, the two founders of film production company Altainment. Altainment is dedicated to the creation of international film cooperation with a particular emphasis on film producing, cell phone filmmaking, and film festival organizing. And for more information and for contact, visit altainment.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.